to The Outside. It's episode 5. It's your boy here, the young flying Grayson of Self, a.k.a. King Sidon, the God. Here I have with me, he just stopped getting the death threats written to him for hating on Mark Hamill last episode. It's the Omar Holman.
What's going on? Omar Holman, a.k.a. you get mad retweets.
And also with me in the building, I have the only one to get the job done.
What's going on, y'all? I was told I couldn't sigh on mic today, so.
So I don't know nobody that can cover for him. And, you know, we're just going to, first of all, let's give a shout out to the whole Black Nerds Problem crew. We just got our website launched.
Woo.
Woo, we made it.
We're there. You got people hating on the internet, mad comments on the internet. You know you made it in America, then.
Check us out, blacknerdproblems.com. So we're just going to jump straight into it. David Goyer, Man of Steel writer. He had a few things to say in a podcast recently about one She-Hulk, calling her Slut-Hulk.
All right.
Saying that she was pretty chunky and similar to former WWF wrestler Chyna.
Yeah.
Y'all remember Chyna?
basically calling her a porn star and saying that she was worthless. So, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, did he have a reasoning behind it?
He didn't really have a reasoning behind it.
It's just like one of those, you just character shame because you hate a character. Like, I hate Superman, so I could say this as anything.
I do hate Superman as well, but it was more like, it was like an interview, and he was outright being a dick about it, and like, kind of like, just shaming women, and kind of in a sense, shaming nerds as well. But I mean, look at She-Hulk now. She's got one of the hottest books out in Marvel, so like, what are we really talking, though?
I mean, let's look past the obvious that She-Hulk, besides her origin, doesn't really have a defining storyline.
Mm-hmm.
She is important. When I look at She-Hulk, I instantly think of, you know, someone that's really comfortable in her own skin.
Yep.
You know, she is a lawyer and a superhero.
Yep.
I think it's, you know, she's important for women to look up to. For little girls and everything like that. It kind of, you know, messed with me hearing the stuff about that.
I mean, but for me, I guess I really don't have too much input because I don't know too much about She-Hulk. I know that she's a character in the Marvel universe.
Oh my God.
But other than that, I mean, I feel I'm not backing up what you said about that she's a slut. I mean, that's
feel like it was crossing the line a little bit.
Just, I mean, everyone has their own opinion, but I mean, his was maybe a little much. But
I mean, I think when you throwing hate at
an imaginary,
fictional
character,
like she's a slut. Like, calm down, cuz.
Like, your opinion's like, nah, you're just not valid, son. He threw shade on Martian Manhunter too. Like, oh, does any of you know who he is? And people were like, yeah. Well, I bet you guys like don't get laid then, or something to that effect. So he's just, it's like just hating, man.
So he was just shaming all nerds everywhere.
Nerds,
I mean, the fact of the matter was Man of Steel is awful.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on, we're going to go straight into gaming. Far Cry 4 announced recently. The cover came out.
Woo.
And it was basically kind of controversial for some reason. Now people were saying that it was a foreign guy on the cover, and he was like kneeling, and the other man, the villain, was basically, I don't know why, and this is going to probably sound wrong, but they all look white to me. Like, both characters on the cover, they look white to me.
I mean, no, one's clearly darker than the other.
The dude tied up's darker.
I mean, they didn't look foreign. He didn't look foreign or anything.
What they're really mad about is because it takes place in a made-up, a fictional country in the Himalayas, I believe.
Yeah.
And that, I guess, the leader of the people in the Himalayas is a white
guy. Why does the main villain look like a Mike Myers character? I was more offended by that than what was going on. The cover was trash, but I mean, Cry 3 cover wasn't great.
I mean, the same thing. It was the Far Cry 3 and Far Cry 4 covers are pretty much identical one another. They both have one of the main villains on the cover of it. So, I mean, and that was also a big issue. It kept saying, why are villains a big thing, but y'all weren't complaining when Heath Ledger was on the cover of Dark Knight.
This cover looks like gentrification at its best to me, really, but I mean, mostly.
Why do you say that, Omar?
Yeah. My man's in a pink suit. My man's got a hand on, like, it looks like some 7 years in Tibet type shit, basically. But
I guess.
But I Because it says here, I know the dude that's tied up isn't white, but I think it looks like the guy that sitting down is. But I mean, it just looks like that's the issue. Like, I know it's in the Himalayas. I'm probably gonna be wrong if I'm in like political or whatever. But I think they had like issues with being under British rule and shit too. So I think it's like just a play on that, which is what's making people upset.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, just because the cover is terrible does not mean the game is going to be terrible. Mm. Like, if you looked at the forums the day after the cover dropped, it was just hell on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Just because everyone was like, oh man, this game is going to be trash because the cover is trash, because that's logic at its finest. Like,
not necessarily. Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of games with terrible covers.
Yeah, but I'm like, just get over yourself. The cover, to me, wasn't that controversial. I actually had to, like, look, do some research into why people were complaining about it or whatever like that, because I actually didn't understand. But to each his own.
He's got some nice-ass gators, though, if you look at his shoes.
I don't care what anybody says. That suit is so fly. I'm about to make that my background, right?
You look like you got that thing right out of friggin' Little Richard's friggin' closet, man.
Yo, he's really out here making the cover his
back. Yo, so this... Okay, so I mean, there's also two different versions of the cover. I'm actually looking at the one. There's one where it's just him sitting and there is no other guy. So you think that was a product of them because they got backlash for it?
That's probably what it was.
I didn't know that until just now.
See, yeah, I didn't even know that.
Me researching actually came through for
some time.
Fight it.
Okay, so moving on. Watch Dogs came out this week. And for some reason, they thought it was cool to release 9 special editions of the game.
Tell me about this, because I'm out the video game world, but I looked it up. So there's 9. It's like a Monopoly, right?
It's basically, I guess each place has its own different pre-orders and everything. Mm-hmm. Like Amazon has their own.
That's most games.
It's most games, but they have at least 3 or 4 box versions of the special edition. Like they have the gold edition, which they sell on the PlayStation Store, and then they have other editions. And from most of what I've seen, I think some you get articles of clothing, some you get in-game specials or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But keep it real from someone that's actually played Watch Dogs. Ubisoft, you really gotta pump your brakes because your game is not that good to have 9 special editions in the first place. Fix your driving first, and then maybe, maybe.
Tell them about yourself. Tell them about yourself. So is games kind of trash though? Like gameplay, like it wasn't like it was hyped up to be.
It's not what it's hyped up to be.
It was supposed to be like Grand Theft Auto meets like The Matrix, right?
It's supposed to. It plays like Grand Theft Auto meets Assassin's Creed, and I hate Assassin's Creed. So I mean, to each his own.
I mean, from someone who hasn't played the game yet, I mean, I'll still end up playing it. I'll let you guys know how I feel about it. But I mean, as far as the 9 special editions, that doesn't really affect me as much because.
It doesn't affect me either, but I just thought it just didn't make any sense. When I seen it, I said, that's going too far.
It's all they're going to do is just release the same shit on DLC later anyway. So I mean,
yeah, exactly. It's just
now you don't have to buy one new thing in DLC. But I mean, like I said, I don't really care. I'm not going to buy.
I mean, in this one, they still released a season pass for it, even if you got the $150 special edition of the game. They still have the option for you to get a season pass.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't give you everything.
I mean, in terms of like pre-ordering games, you're kind of taking a gamble anyway.
Yeah. But I just thought that was really crazy. I thought that Ubisoft just needs to calm down with that. I hope this doesn't really catch on to other games.
Was it like that? Well, no, I think maybe the Batman game was like that at all.
Which game? Which one?
Any of the new ones.
Arkham Origins.
Yeah.
I don't believe so. I think maybe they had, if you bought it at GameStop, you get a map, or if you bought it at Amazon, you get a character early or something like that. But, they didn't spread it out to the point where you had, 4 box versions of the same game, available like that. That's some new shit.
I would have expected it from them though. But like, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I would Batman. Get the red game, get the blue game. Like I would have expected that. Like what they're doing, Watch Dogs from them. But
yeah, what's the last video game you bought, Omar?
Grand Theft Auto, I think. Grand Theft Auto 5. Yeah. I didn't even beat it yet.
I thought you're way behind. I thought you were gonna say something like Tekken Tag. Is
it Tekken Tag 1? I just got my friend just gave me a Dreamcast too, so I'm gonna take it back to that. Speaking of
Dreamcast, I heard there might be a Dreamcast 2 announcement at E3.
Really?
Nice. I think that's big.
Look at your competition. You're going against PS4, Xbox One, and the Wii U is.
Like I said, I've never picked up a Dreamcast.
Really?
I never picked up a Dreamcast for more than 20 minutes.
Oh, man.
I had a Dreamcast.
I played Ready to Rumble. I played Sonic Adventures.
Yep.
I played Knights.
Power Stone?
I never played Power Stone.
What?
I don't remember what I played. Sonic. That's the only game I really remember on Dreamcast.
Yeah, man. Okay. Moving on to our television section.
Let's go.
You know, this is kind of old news, but the Arrow season finale came on.
Delicious. It was delicious, yeah.
Did you say delicious?
It was delicious, son.
No, he said, delicious.
Delicious, yeah.
So, Omar, what you think about it?
It was some major motion picture shit. I liked it a lot. It was great.
Do you think it was everything it was hyped up to be?
A little bit, yeah. No, you know what?
Because I want to hear what you have to say before I say what I have.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because we see Ollie was really pouting beforehand, but just like the final episode on its own, I was kind of pissed off because he kept
pissed off the reason why I was pissed off.
For me, it was like, okay, he kept saying like, no, I beat Slade before. I took him down once before. Then we saw that. I loved how like the action played out in the present where he's fighting Slade as opposed to the past. I love that. But you ain't beat Slade in the past. All you did was run from
beat him.
The ship beat him.
Ship. Right.
All he did was run from one side of the room to another, and then debris fell on Slade. That's what got him. And then he just stabbed him in the eye while he was down. Like, yo, like what? Like that was the only thing that really pissed me off was the past fight. But I liked everything else, man. Especially the Felicity switch.
What were your problems with it? You said you had a
son, man. My main problem was with my man Ollie playing with Felicity Smoke's heart.
Why are you gonna
do that to her?
I think the whole Felicity fandom like just probably cried in their
pants. I did.
We were almost there.
We could have had it
like,
all.
Oh, yeah. I was like, he finally gave her the fucking attention she wanted.
Oh my god!
And then towards the end, she was like, oh yeah, you could have meant it. Or not, maybe. Yes. No, he just kind of looked at her like.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't know what's stopping Diggle from breaking Felicity off some of the old Pipington, but because he's
married and he's about to have a kid?
He's not married, that's his
ex-wife. Well, they're gonna have a kid together.
I thought it was just like they were separated.
Nah, they ain't separated, that's his ex-wife, whatever. Whoops. But I don't know, when I watched it, I was, you know, really into it, and I thought it was a great season finale. But then when I sat, like, later on that night, and I really thought about it... I don't know, like, everything, it just seemed pretty, it was like, wait, so why did the League of Shadows show up?
Yeah.
Like, just off the random, like, some random shit happening.
Well, because they
Sarah
were,
and got him.
Sarah brought him now.
But I'm like, wait, you're going to go with them and it's your choice now? Wait, don't these guys kill, weren't you trying to get out of that before? Wait, what?
Well, she figured that was the only way to save,
yeah, that's what is true. They needed an army.
And then What's it called? Lowell's father, he, you know, had a heart attack or some shit.
No, he got damaged.
Eternal bleeding or something. Like, why? And then,
Malcolm Merlyn back, though.
Michael Merlyn back, he ain't do shit.
He ain't do nothing.
He just drove off with his
daughter.
Hopefully she comes Speedy for real.
That'd be cool. I like that. I think she might
tell me about Speedy, because I really don't know anything about it.
Oh, the original or the new Speedy?
Yeah, the original.
The original was Roy Harper. He was raised by Native Americans after, I think, his father died in the fire because he was like a forest fire ranger or something like that. Ollie takes him in. The second Speedy becomes this girl. Oh, I'm going to forget her name.
Artemis?
Mia. She's this girl, a young girl with HIV. And she got, I think it was either AIDS or HIV. And she becomes
this
a
isn't
part
like
team.
When Taj tried to give somebody HIV last episode.
No. She was actually a character, she had, I think, Judd Winnick created, I might be wrong, but I think Judd Winnick created her, and Judd Winnick was the guy from, what's it called, Real World San Francisco, if you guys, I don't know, you guys are kind of young, I don't know if you remember that, but do you?
Get out of here.
I'm really not. It was a.
We remember Real World San Francisco.
Yeah, he's a comic writer off of that, and I believe he created Mia. I think the name is Mia Howard, I believe. But yeah, she becomes the second Speedy.
Oh, okay.
Here's my thing with the finale, though. I think season two as a whole was great. I thought every episode was better than the last episode. And then when it got to the finale, when it stands alone, it's very underwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? You said that about the last season as well. When I figured, I mean, what do you want a finale to have? You want them to, like, wrap it up and then, like, leave
it? I don't want them to wrap it up, but I just want it to make sense. And I want... The final fight with Ollie and Deathstroke was very underwhelming. It was very...
You think so?
I think it was very underwhelming to me. Like, when I actually sat there and thought about it and everything. You know, I thought as a season finale, I thought it was good. It wasn't great. You know, mm-hmm. I thought the Parks and Rec season finale was probably the best one that I've seen this year. I mean, out of the shows that I watched, I thought it was probably the best season finale.
Shouting out Leslie Knope out here. Yeah.
But I mean, tell me what you like, because you seem to hate everything right now.
I mean, I like what I like and I hate what I hate.
What did you like about the... What did you like?
I mean, about the season finale?
Yeah, yeah. Anything?
I mean, like I said, I liked it when I watched it, but when I thought about it and I thought about why did, you know, this happen and this mm-hmm. happen, you know, I didn't... Like I said, I didn't hate it, but it was just a lot of things that didn't make sense to me.
At least
and
Roy.
I thought it was very under... I thought, it, you know, it was very underwhelming when the lead-up was just so... was so great.
So what didn't you... What didn't make sense...
I guess, like, you know, when I went earlier about the League of Shadows, I didn't understand why they showed up.
Oh, yeah, I told you why.
I didn't understand why, you know, Malcolm Merlyn came back, you know, and didn't really play a part in, you know, stopping. I thought when he came back, I thought he was going to, you know, at least attempt to stop the new undertaking that was happening.
Nah, he came back. You know, he's a selfish person. He came back for what was his, and then he rolled out.
You know, you're getting Athena, basically.
He just tried to take down Undertaking the first time, so why would he care what was going on the second time?
Yeah, but I mean, I thought when Sebastian Blood died, I thought he went out really great. I thought uh-huh, he went out with honor. Like, he tried to redeem himself at the end.
Yo, can we talk about, I can't remember her name, but, like, Slade's
Isabella.
Chick?
Isabella.
Ravager.
Oh my god, why did her costume look so shitty?
Her costume looked so
why did that look so goddamn bad?
Like, yeah, when I seen the shit, when it was like revealed, yeah. Like, I found out that she was Ravager, I mm-hmm. died laughing. Slate I'm like, yo, because you got a big ass dome.
That's all I saw. I was just like, this is gonna
like, it was just that, head. It was just like, was head. So, it was no body. It was
so,
just head.
I mean, speaking of costume, and this is kind of getting off of like, onto like a new subject, mm-hmm. like the whole Barry Allen's costume. What do you think about
like
Barry
it.
Allen's costume?
I like it. We'll
get to that. You jumping the gun.
Oh, we jumping the gun. My fault.
Because I don't know how I feel about it.
You're jumping the gun. We'll get to that.
All right.
Okay, so season two as a whole, Henderson?
Oh, I loved it. It was much better than the first.
Much better than the first.
Yeah. It's like the Raid 2 in the Raid 1.
Yes.
I still haven't seen Raid 2 yet.
Tell
them. You know what I'm talking about, Omar.
I know what you're talking about. That kitchen scene.
Oh my God, John. If y'all got to read the review on Black Nerd.
It was good.
Oh my God.
Okay, so Omar, what did you think about season 2?
Season 2 was the best done for comic books by any show with the comic book adaptation. They did more for comic books than Smallville did. They did more than, I can't even name any other freaking, any other comic book show right now. They shut it down. Like, the most references and most Easter eggs, they did it all in season two. They really built the world up, and I'm happy for that.
But it ain't have shit on the Raid 2, though.
It ain't have that on the Raid 2. The Raid 2 ain't even got nothing on the Raid 2. I don't even know what
sense
that
makes.
Oh my God,
that movie is so great. Okay, that's still my favorite movie. I'm sorry.
Moving on.
Oh, man.
Okay, so 2014, we've seen a lot of television cancellations as well as additions.
Right.
Okay, so we're just going to quickly break down some stuff that you know, got canceled and everything.
S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Come on, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
is still on.
Oh, wow.
Who are they paying?
I think after Captain America 2 came, they said they kind of revived itself and I'm like, how do you need a reboot in your first season? Like, how do you need to rebrand yourself in your first season, fam?
Oh my God. It's just, I don't like people. Oh, people always tell me it's gotten so much better, but it's just like it's a movie. It's a TV show about them doing cleanup duty. I don't give a shit about that.
Oh, but hey, shout out CBS. They got rid of.
Did you say CBS?
CBS.
I heard a B.
You heard a B, I said
the pharmacy.
I wanted to reach out on CBS for you.
Shout out them because they actually went in. They canceled 2.5 Men.
Okay.
Finally.
That was on CBS?
Yeah, that was on CBS. They finally canceled. They finally pulled the plug on
that. I thought that was on CW.
No, it's not on CW.
I lied.
They probably aired remake. Yeah, rerun.
Reruns.
Damn, I couldn't even get the word out.
I know.
They also canceled the pilot to How I Met Your Dad.
Oh my god, that was a real thing?
That was a real thing. They got it out the paint.
Nice. Jesus Christ.
Yo, like,
we don't need that.
Do we even know how that was?
Was it the same cast?
It wasn't the same cast.
No, it was a different cast, but they didn't like the cast. Mm-hmm. So after when they watched the pilot, they said, okay, we'll pick a new cast. And the creator was like, no, I like this cast. And they basically said, oh, word? We're getting you out the paint with the quickness.
Who are you saying?
I have a whole lot of shit to say about that last season of How I Met Your Mother. But you know, this now is not the time or place. But I hate that shit and everyone in it.
You were a fan of the show.
I
the first few seasons was actually really good. It's gotten to the point like
How I Met Your Mother, and like, no offense to anybody, How I Met Your Mother is literally the whitest show that's probably ever aired ever. Like,
is it Williamsburg? Like, Williamsburg hipster gentrification white, or just like Family Matters white?
Full House white.
Full, I'm sorry, not
no,
Family
full,
Matters.
Full House was kind of dope.
Full House
was kind of dope. Shout out John Stamos.
Yo, he could still fuck your girl.
Yeah, he could take your girl, yeah.
But we actually lost a
titan in the nerd culture.
Community. Yeah, man. Good.
Community gone.
Community lost me at season 3.
Put that dog down, yeah. Old Yeller.
I mean,
thank you.
After 5 seasons, NBC finally pulled a plug on Community. You know, God knows it was on life support for like 3 or 4
Netflix
years.
Netflix might pick it up.
No, I thought Hulu.
Oh, Hulu, my bad, Hulu.
And here's my opinion on it. As much as I like Community, it's really time for it to go.
Yeah.
You know, season 4 and season 5 weren't really... Season 5 picked up, you know, I think I said it was boring in like January.
Yeah.
And... No, because it came back on in January. I said it was born in, like, March. And then, like, after I said it was born, it kind of stepped it up and made it interesting. But, I mean...
Step it up.
Chevy Chase got killed off. And if you actually rewatched old Community episodes... Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got killed off in season 5.
He died.
He died. he came back via a hologram.
Yeah.
But it was, like, for one episode, for, like, 2 minutes. But it was great. And, you know, of course, Donald Glover left. He jumped ship to do his own thing.
In terms of comedy shows, I mean, do you feel like there's, like, a limit to how long TV shows like that should live on air? Because I feel like with comedy, it's hard to maintain.
I think with Community, it was more so... Community was the show everyone gifted on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, I think it's the internet show.
Right.
Everyone, you know, downloaded the torrents and, you know, watched it online, but no one seemed to watch it when it aired, and that was the problem. It had maybe 3 or 4 million.
You were guilty of that, weren't you?
Yeah, of course I was guilty of that.
Not even hiding it. But it
went against The Big Bang Theory, and Big Bang Theory is averaging like 12 million viewers a show.
I know two people who hate The Big Bang Theory. Omar and Monique.
I don't watch The Big Bang Theory anymore. It's just more of the same. But with Community, I think, you know, season 4, of course, they had an excuse for why that was kind of
bad.
Yeah. But, I mean, season 5, like, when I watched it, it just seems like the same rinse, lather, repeat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's like too then in season
it's
five.
Like, okay, we know Abed has problems, you know, no one's gonna you know, try to help him solve it. It's kind of like 5 seasons and Abed is still, you know, tripping and, you know, not acting right. And then they introduced that the nude old guy, was it Hickey?
Hickey.
And he's like just really boring.
You didn't like him?
I don't like Hickey. I think it was kind of funny.
Another old dude. He's definitely going to replace
And I mean, I know Hulu is trying to pick it up, but they just really need to just stop it. I think it had 3 really great seasons.
Because of
Herman. Not good, just really great seasons. And, you know, it's just really time for it to die off.
I got a
question. No disrespect to fans of the show.
Hold on, I got a question, though. If Herman, you think it would have made a difference, though, had Herman not been taken out for season 4?
That's a good question. Of course, I think so.
But yeah. I mean, he came back in season 5, and like I said, it changed dramatically from season 4.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still more the same thing. You know, it was kind of, you know, still in, you know, the school and everything. They became teachers and working staff at the school.
So try to remember season 1. Like, it was it like him coming back and like coming into season 1? Like, it was it him starting all over again in terms of like having to like rebuild from what? it fixed
a bunch of stuff.
Mainly in season one, because I actually rewatched the first three seasons in preparation for this conversation.
You had a lot of fucking time.
I had a lot of free time. In season one, it was just kind of all these broken people coming to one place to and creating a family, creating like a safe atmosphere and everything. All
right.
With season five, it was kind of where do we go from we're fixed now, we're a family. Where do we go now? Mm-hmm. And the answer was they became teachers and they actually helped make Greendale a better place.
All right. So let me ask you a question. So which season was better? Just one answer: season one or season two?
I mean two.
Yeah. All right, so do you think with season six, with him coming back into season four, season five?
It was season five.
Mm-hmm. All right, do you think with season six it would have been the same way?
I think season...
With him coming back.
I think season six probably, it would have been a lot of hype for it just because of the six seasons.
Exactly, that's it.
It would have been a lot of hype, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it would have been better or if it would have been worse.
Right.
Like I said, I don't think season five was a bad season, but I mean, there was a lot of boring... There was a lot of boring stuff, and I also think that season five finale was probably one of the worst season finales.
I didn't even see it, man. I just
was it one of those things because it got cut short and they had to just like end it randomly? It's like, all right, just
it was a 2-part episode, and basically what happened? Subway,
like all seasons.
Yes, Subway came and they bought Greendale, and basically Jeff and the gang had to try to find treasure within the building. That would save Greendale.
Oh, God.
And it was just really random, even for a community, right, being random. And I don't know, it was just really dull. And it ended kind of with a canon ending, because Abed said, if we don't come back, we all got killed off in an asteroid mine, and that's canon. Like, that. Yeah. Like, I thought that was like a real cool nod to the fans. So why not let the show end on that? You know, I understand that this show has a lot of fans that don't watch the show live and watch it on the internet. But, you know, sometimes the dog got to be taken out back, and this is just one of those times.
So has anything else been canceled? You mentioned cancellations in addition to 2004.
Scandal's back. I know. We know that.
Oh, shut up, Omar. I'm sorry.
I can't put that in there. My bad. She played. Okay. She was Alicia.
That's the case. Let's talk about True Blood coming back.
Yeah.
Dude, Alicia and Fantastic Four.
I don't know. Is True Blood coming back? I don't know. I ain't seen True Blood since season two.
I mean, but when what does NBC have now? It's like 30 Rock's done. The Office is done. Mm-hmm. And this was like, you know, just the Thursday night lineup. Well, the gods here Thursday night lineup.
We can get into what they're gonna have.
What are they going to have?
Well, Constantine.
They're going to have Constantine.
I mean, I'm talking about comedy-wise.
Oh.
You know, Thursday night was a great night for comedy because you had Community to start you off. Then you had Parks and Rec, which is going off next year. Then you had 30 Rock. And then you had The Office.
Well, then you just got to move on from comedy and just jump the ship with Constantine. See what that does for the fans.
Yeah, but that's a drama. I'm just talking about for comedy-wise. But it's whatever. So, I mean, so speaking of Constantine, have you guys watched the trailer?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
You know what it felt like? Do you guys see Sherlock on BBC, like with Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah.
It felt like...
His name sucks, by the way.
What?
His name sucks.
His name might suck, but he's a great man. How dare you?
I
didn't say anything about him was bad. His name sucks.
It felt like a campy version of that. It felt like a DC version of that.
It just sounds like he just has a racist name. Like, he probably doesn't, you know, sprout racism in front of you, but when he's in private,
what are you talking about?
He'd be on that Donald Sterling shit.
Yeah,
somebody got to catch him slipping.
Him and Michael Fassbender just got racist sounding names and just looks.
I just feel angry with Michael Fassbender there.
Anyway, though, it just feels like
he did in 12 Years a Slave. I'm sorry.
It feels like a campy version of Sherlock, though, because like it just feels like a little bit of a campy version of it, but it might work, you know.
Constantine actually looked really good. I was really interested.
I don't know.
I basically watched the first episode in the trailer.
How good is good though? How good is good looking though?
What you mean? How good is good looking?
Like, it looked good. Like what the flaming hands? Like the way the CGI? What was the good looking about it?
I mean, it looked better than the what's his name? Keanu Reeves.
Oh, Keanu Reeves.
I heard Keanu. Well, actually, I heard this from a white person, but that Constantine Keanu Reeves Constantine wasn't that bad.
It was.
Y'all can be real with me. I don't care. Right. I'm not going to watch it either way.
I watched maybe the first 30 minutes of it and was like, nah.
Would you rather watch Constantine or Ronin 47?
I'd rather see Ronin 47.
What is Ronin 47?
Forty-seven Ronin.
Oh, 47 Ronin, my bad.
It was constant. It was a Keanu Reeves movie where his character really shouldn't even be the center of it. It's the other guy, but it's not important, man. No. It's Keanu Reeves is about to be like the Nick Cage of the game, you know, like.
I mean, isn't he already?
He wants to be so bad.
Omar, I know you wanted to get your shit off about Agent Carter.
Oh, Agent Carter. Yeah, man. She's got a female lead now. The first of...
I don't know what Agent Carter is.
Agent Carter was the female lead in Captain America.
It was the first one. Peggy first Carter, Avenger. Right? Yep.
Peggy Carter.
So it's basically like the building of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay, gotcha.
It's going to be like the building of S.H.I.E.L.D. up, basically.
I say that. She cute.
So, I mean, like, what is the show supposed to be about?
The building of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Because her and
Howard Stark, yeah.
They formed S.H.I.E.L.D. So I guess that's what it's going to be about. She's going to be like an agent in the field. It's
probably going to be more. S.H.I.E.L.D. too.
It's
probably going to
be more interesting than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I was about to say that.
Is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC as well? Yeah, it is. It's going to be kind of weird, isn't it?
Okay. Okay, so we covered that. Now, Henderson, get your shit off about the Flash.
I mean, just the same thing, the same issues that bothered me with, what was her name?
Ravager. You didn't like the Flash costume.
It's just, I feel like his head looked weird and shit.
I think that's the best mask I've seen in a
live action.
Yeah, in a live action adaptation. It looks better than the original from the 1990s.
I was worried about how they would do the CGI, well, not the CGI, but how they would, like, make
the speed.
Fast cool,
yeah.
Or speed cool, like, and it was just like, that actually really works, like, yeah. From the trailer,
looks really good. Gustin Grant played a gay bully in Glee. Now he's the second best speedster.
Leave it to you to bring up Glee.
Now he's the second best speedster.
No,
in DCU.
Don't neglect the fact that we brought up Glee in this conversation.
Now he's the second best speedster in the DCU. I'm still mad they didn't, you know, have a Flash show starring Wally West. But, you know,
well, I think he'll be in there because Iris West is in there and she's black, and her father's there and he's black.
Baby Wally, I'm trying to get, you know. Wally West is the Glenn Quagmire of the DC Universe.
Yeah, he was a big womanizer. But then he, you know, became from that and learned. He had really big growth. I think he had more growth than Barry, really.
Right, and Barry Allen's always been, even though I know he's, you know, in reality better than Wally West, he was always kind of a boring character to me.
What, you think?
And when he died, I didn't cry. I didn't really care.
Like, how do you mean Barry's better?
I mean, Barry's better. He has more control over the Speed Force.
I think Wally does.
Speaking of death, Wolverine died. That's moving on, not moving back.
Everybody trying to hear about no Wolverine dying.
Right. Wolverine can't even die. He's not allowed to.
Maybe now we can stop getting like 20 Wolverine books every
month. I like that.
Every goddamn month.
In movies, Marvel. We can move on from that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, back to Barry Allen.
Now, I mean, the trailer looked really interesting. It looked like they showed maybe three episodes in a damn trailer.
Yeah. Can we talk about one thing, though? Can you talk about one thing in the trailer? Because you know Arrow had to show up, give him that, you know.
Yo,
Can we talk about this? I just need to express this really badly.
Stephen Amell Camo.
Yeah. He comes in there, talks to Wally, like, you know, take your own advice. You should wear a mask.
The unnecessary flip off the building.
He had to stump for y'all real quick. But why? Like, you could just be like, you know what? This is really high up here. I don't feel like breaking my neck. Let's just take the stairs down, yo. I'll get a cab. No. I'm going to barrel roll over this, shoot this arrow to the next building, fly away. You're going to watch me do it, yo. And Barry's just like,
you know,
that's cool.
You know, he just woke up right after he beat Deathstroke. So, you know, all
I got a stunt.
That's what that was about.
He did the flip off the building like
that. Like, it was so unnecessary.
It was so unnecessary, but it was so great.
It was.
It was just so great for so because he was like kind of a mentor to him and everything. And it was like, you know,
was he?
Yeah, Ollie don't got no powers, but you know, he was still out here mentoring folk.
He just gave that. He gave that for one speech.
he told him to take your own advice. Wear a mask. But no, the funniest thing about the trailer for me was when. I don't know what villain that was, but he was like making a whirlwind.
And then I think the weather wizard.
He's like, don't run opposite of the tornado.
It'll rip you apart.
Barry, it's going to kill you. And I'm just sitting back in my mind like, you don't know who you're dealing with.
So this is Barry Allen. So did y'all recognize that that was JD's brother in the wheelchair?
Yeah, I saw
JD.
He's from Scrubs.
I don't care about Scrubs.
Shut up. Scrubs is the greatest comedy show.
That's a top three white show of all time.
But Donald Faison's on it.
He still acts white.
Donald Faison is like the original Donald Glover.
Yeah. I mean, I like Donald Faison, but I mean, still, it's a really white show.
Comedy. Anyway,
Scrubs is weird.
Anyway,
yeah, I know you like it. I mean, I'm not saying like you act like I'm saying it's like fuck you or something.
Give me back my Netflix password.
Okay, last but not least, Fox's Gotham.
I don't even care for this, man.
I feel the same way about Gotham the way I do about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, it doesn't need to exist.
Yo, it's just one of those things, like, they're really trying to milk this Batman franchise just because he's popping now.
You know what the issue is?
Like, for everything that he's worth. You know, for everything that it's worth.
You know what it is? You know what it is? If they did it like the Gotham, maybe like the Gotham comic book, like maybe doing like crime scenes and stuff like that with Jim Gordon, maybe like villains before they got their powers and crap like that, maybe I'd be more interested in
it. Yeah, exactly, but it just seems like they're bringing back every Batman villain.
No, they're doing, like, all the kids. Like, they got, like, the Riddler's the kid, older, but they got, like Poison Ivy's a little girl. They got Selina Kyle's little girl.
They're bringing Joker back. They're bringing Riddler back.
Joker's not in it.
Yeah, Joker's in it.
They
already confirmed Joker's in it. He's not in the trailer, but producers already confirmed. But, how are we going to make
it? But there's, like, all of them before who they
were. Yeah, exactly.
So what's the point?
It makes no sense.
It's Saved by the Bell.
The season one story arc, like, for the whole season is, they're trying to find Gordon's mustache. Because I'm like, they didn't even try to, like...
Match him.
They didn't even try to give him a mustache. I'm like, y'all really out here.
Did young Gordon have a mustache?
Yeah, of course Gordon had a mustache.
Yeah, young Gordon had the mustache.
Hold on, is this dude a redhead? I don't remember.
I forgot what the kid's name is.
I think he's Dirty Blonde, I thought.
I just know him.
It's unacceptable.
I just know him as Son from the OC, but I'm like, come on now, Fox. I'm like, come on now, Fox. Y'all got money to get him.
This is really like Gotham, like, Elementary, or Gotham, like, Saved by the Bell.
It doesn't need to exist.
Just mark my words. I'm trying to take over the Black Nerd Problems Twitter when Gotham comes out, the live stream, and I'm just gonna tear that show apart with every ounce of hate.
But y'all love.
Oh my god! I think I might kill myself.
But y'all love Batman. Find a new host.
I mean, Batman's great, but no one gives a fuck about Gotham before Batman.
Right? Exactly. I'm like. And then
did they have Alfred Pennyworth in the?
Yeah, Alfred. They had Alfred.
I don't like him.
He said you don't like him. And they had Kid Bruce trying to jump off the roof to kill himself after his. And Selina Kyle watched. Now Selina Kyle, is she going to be like a homeless or is she going to be a prostitute? Yeah, Selina Kyle is a prostitute, ladies and gentlemen.
They had her as a thief. She's like a young thief. Basically.
She is a prostitute.
She was a thief.
Let's keep it funky.
Did she only become a thief after she got her powers?
Well, wait. If you're going by the
powers,
I guess in Halle Berry's version she had powers.
Well, there's two versions. She has like a complicated history or whatever. And in the Frank Miller, I believe it was a Frank Miller rewrite. He made her a prostitute, as he does with all women apparently, because that's the only way he knows how to write now or something like that.
Yeah.
Dude.
Frank Miller is crazy.
But in the show, it looked like she's just like a young, because she's like 5? Maybe no, 12. She's got to be like 12 or something in the show, because that's how old Bruce is, I think. So they had her like really like a thief because she had like the whole like cat like the goggles and like something it, like really making it look like, oh, this is Catwoman as a kid. Like, it was really like lame.
Yeah,
man, I'm kind of just getting over Batman, just the rise in popularity of him and everything.
I mean, Batman's always going to be a cool character because
he's always going to be a great character, but just boring. Don't milk, you know.
I agree. Yeah. They're overusing Batman way too much.
Speaking of which. The Ben Affleck costume for Superman versus Batman: Dawn of Justice,
get him,
was just revealed, and it looks like the Frank Miller version with the fat bat logo.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he look like Catman?
Yeah,
he does.
I thought.
Why does he look like Catman? It's like I really think this is like the longest April Fool's joke ever. I still can't believe this is really happening.
I love it. I think it looks great. It looks amazing. It's gonna be a great movie.
Oh, my bad. What are you doing? You getting up to pee or something?
Okay. Yes, but now I gotta fucking edit that shit out.
I mean, we're about to edit anyway. It was a pause.
But no, it does look sweet, horrible though.
Okay, so what do you think about the title, Superman versus Batman Dawn of Justice? I mean, of course this is supposed to be a prequel to the Justice League, but I just feel as though, Dawn of Justice just... We know what this is. We know what we're getting when we're seeing Superman and Batman on the same screen. We know this is going to be a big brawl. Don't pander to us and try to make it seem like, you know, adding a subtitle is going to make it more than what it actually is.
It really, I thought it looks like, it reads like a video game title, first of all. If you're going to do that, why didn't they do Superman, why versus, first of all? But it should have been like Superman vs. Batman, World's Finest, because that's what they're called. When they team up, they're called
It could have, you know, that would have been a good title. And I get the whole Dawn of Justice aspect.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just don't, it just doesn't sit right with me.
It doesn't sound right.
Right, because I know, you know, when people are going to go to the movies, they're going to see, okay, Superman versus Batman, or Superman versus Batman on screen, and we're already going to know it's going to be this big, dumb, beat-em-up, you know, kind of thing. They're doing too much.
They're doing the most.
They're doing the most, DC is. Okay, so some more casting. Josh Brolin.
Yes, sir.
Has been cast for the Guardians of the Galaxy and Avengers 3 as Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Omar, really quickly, what do you think about that?
I don't mind it, but I thought they had a black actor that played him in at the end.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they
I thought did. It was going to be him, so I was kind of hyped for that.
I don't even know what his name. Like, I think if you look on IMDb, they call mm-hmm. him just Black Guy. Oh, Thanos.
Black Guy number 2.
Just Black Dude.
But Josh Brolin, he looks the part.
The Avengers for Thanos. But, I mean, Josh Brolin.
He looks the part,
no,
right?
No disrespect for him. Like, no disrespect. He just has a horrible track record. And I know this is not solely based on him. It's just based on the movies being
mm-hmm.
trash.
Mm-hmm.
But he played, he was in Men in Black 3, trash.
not his fault.
Like,
it wasn't, like I said, it's never his fault. But, I mean, you still got to take some kind of.
You got to take the hit.
You know, you got to take some kind of hit. Jonah Hex, trash.
Oh, God.
Oh, he was in Jonah Hex.
He was in Jonah Hex. He was Jonah Hex.
Oh my God, man.
I'm trying to think. Gangster Squad.
Gangster Squad, that was alright. That was alright.
Trash. The name is stupid.
Trash.
Damn. I tried to save you, Josh. I tried to save you.
He was in Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps with Shia LaBeouf. Trash.
Trash.
And he was in Old Boy. That was the one I was trying to think of.
The remake.
Spike Lee. Yeah, that's trash. So I'm kind of like, I don't know about this. But I mean, overall, I think he's a good actor, but I just think that, you know, the movies that he's in just doesn't do him justice. Okay, Charlie Cox got cast as Daredevil in the Netflix. The Netflix version of Daredevil, you know, they're supposed to be making like a... I actually think it's kind of cool.
He looks like him.
He's in Boardwalk Empire, and I was telling Omar
some
this.
Some goofy-looking dude?
No, he's not the main goofy-looking dude. That's the only thing I know Boardwalk Empire is like. I don't watch it or anything like that.
I want to get into it.
We just recently announced Gwendolyn Christine from Game of Thrones and Lupita.
Yep.
Not even gonna try to say her last name, but Lupita, the god. Yes,
they got him. She finally in the nerd kingdom. Yeah,
Star Wars Episode 7.
She alright.
I'm just happy that she get movie roles finally.
Like, they wanted finally,
she wouldn't get no movie roles after she won that Oscar.
She just won the Oscar.
I mean, she just won the Oscar, but she wasn't getting no movie roles.
That was her first movie role.
That was her first movie. When you win an Oscar, you're supposed to, you know, get more roles or anything.
Didn't that just happen in like January or February?
It's May. That's what I'm saying. She got casted in.
So she can't get 4 months.
No, she can't get 4 months. She got to get back to work. She got to start making braids.
She got to
come out with that follow up.
Let her chew.
So that means we got two black people in this new Star Wars so far, right? We're doing good.
We're doing great. We made it. Edgar Wright, he has left as director of Ant-Man.
I'm kind
of
mad about that.
You're mad about that?
He did. We were talking about this beforehand. He did a lot of good movies. You were saying he did Shaun the Dead. We know he did Scott Pilgrim now too. And I saw the trailer with his envisioning of it. It looked really good visually. I couldn't see the storyline, but they also had the Eric O'Grady version of the Ant-Man prototype suit too, which I really like as well.
Yeah.
Him being off of it kind of it concerns me. And he will sign on to this like this is like 8-9 years. They're like, yo, you're gonna do this. And then like
basically he left because he and Marvel had different views of how this movie should come out and everything. And I'm like, you know, Paul Rudd is already cast as the lead. It's not really going to be any worse.
Rudd.
And Michael Douglas is in it, too. Michael Douglas is
Michael Douglas was Hank Pym.
Yo, Paul Rudd is Ant-Man 2. Anything is possible, kid. You can achieve your dreams, yo.
Okay, and so next up, Lionsgate announced that they were rebooting the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movies into a trilogy. I think this is going to be tight. Like, as someone that's actually been binge-watching...
Only if it's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
It is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. You know, as someone that's been binge-watching... you know, it on Netflix and everything, I'm very excited about it.
I can't.
Like, I know they're not going to, you know, I hope that they're not going to continue with, like, the original cast. Well, they could anyway, because I know Billy won't come back because he actually left the show because they were calling him gay.
Yeah, but it was because of the gay slander, wouldn't it?
I think it would actually be good if, in the movie, they make the Blue Ranger openly gay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would kind of be, like, a nod, and it would kind of, you know, mm-hmm. have some a little bit of respect for him and everything. But I mean, I can see Kick-Ass with Aaron Taylor mm-hmm. Johnson. I can see him being cast in it as maybe the Blue Ranger,
as a gay, like the openly gay.
As the openly, he just has this openly gay look. You know? I don't know.
Not in when he was in Godzilla. I feel like he didn't.
We'll talk about that later too. Like Godzilla.
Okay.
Yeah, let it die. let the Power Rangers die, B. You had your chance in the 90s.
I think if they do it correctly, I think the movie... Like, first of all, don't change much about the costumes. The costumes are classics, and everyone loves them. If they had Zord or come in like Thanos did in the Avengers, like at the end credits and whatever like that, I think that would be really great. If they had Repeater Raposa, you know, as the main villain in the first one, and maybe Ooze in the sequel.
But they already did Ooze, though. And Ooze was, like, just made up for the movie.
That's what I'm saying. You know, just bring him back for the reboot sequel. You know, that would be kind of dope.
But is Ooze really worth a reboot?
I'm saying as far as Power Ranger villains go. I mean, you know, even if, who would you cast for the second one?
As a main villain?
As a main villain.
Oh,
I guess everyone we've already named. So, I mean, Ooze was tight.
But I'm just saying, he started off...
But it's just like, I mean, I don't know. I just don't want to... I kind of like the original so much, I don't want you to bring back Ooze as in, like, a reboot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think for a reboot, if they did them correctly, I think it would be kind of cool. You know, I'm very excited about it and everything like that. I've been, you know, pretty much having this on my watch list for weeks. So I guess this leads us to our X-Men Days of Future Past discussion.
Final topic.
If you haven't seen the movie, you know, just call it a wrap. Bye.
Later.
Have a good life.
What are you doing, good having you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Because
we about to talk our shit. We really about to talk our shit. So disclaimer.
Okay.
I did not go see this movie in theaters just because I've had it with Fox's shit.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it with Fox's shit with, you know, kind of butchering these storylines and stuff like that. So, shout out to Eduardo giving me that bootleg copy.
You say his name.
We out here.
Then we're going to kick down this dude's door.
You ain't say his full name.
I ain't say his full
Eduardo
name.
Eduardo is his alias.
Shout out to Eduardo. We in there. He gave me that full version. But my version actually cut out the first 5 minutes.
This guy.
So I came
probably
in.
Like the best 5 minutes of any movie.
So I came in, and I think Colossus was, like, getting his work in and stuff like that. But, so what did you guys think about it? I actually thought it was pretty good overall.
I think, overall, this is my favorite X-Men movie. This is, in order, it would be X-Men, Days of Future Past, X2, First Class, and the rest of them are in
I feel the exact same way. And I mean, I know a lot of people are going to say, X2 was better. But actually,
no, it wasn't.
I don't remember a lot about X2. I remember Nightcrawler was in it.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if he died.
Nah, he's alive.
No.
He's alive? So why didn't he come back for 3?
They didn't. Well, he could have salvaged 3. The actor didn't want to go through all the makeup crap again.
So Alan,
what was so bad about
I'm so sorry, Alan Cummings can, you know, do the Smurfs, but he can't come back and do Nightcrawler.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Essentially.
Go fuck yourself, Alan Cummings. Yo, but I mean, I actually thought it was really good. I actually thought it was really good.
I mean, I really had no complaints about the movie. Because, originally, when I first saw the Sentinels in the trailers, I was just like, no, that's not how Sentinel looks. And then when they explained it, I was like, okay.
Oh, no, the Sentinels were still horrible.
No, they weren't.
they still looked horrible.
Which one, the newer ones or the...
The ones in the
ones back in the 70s. I mean, they had two versions.
Both.
No, I don't think so.
I like the 70s one because it looked like more toward the traditional.
Because it looked like the original Sentinels.
They looked like the original Sentinels, but they didn't look like the original Sentinels.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how much of them would you... Like, it's like saying Magneto looks like Magneto.
He did look like Magneto a little bit. For the most part, yeah. For the most part, yeah. I think my biggest gripe about it was kind of... how the fuck did Kitty have time altering powers?
Exactly.
I'm like,
yeah,
I didn't get that.
I know,
Jackman is the star of these X-Men movies, but let's not get it twisted, okay? We all know what really happened. And it's just kind of, I guess Fox just really enjoys fucking with us.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I thought this movie was good overall. I didn't have a lot of complaints about it. I wish Professor X and Magneto, Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart would add more screen time.
There was a scene cut with them, deleted. They went to get Rogue as playing like, oh, this is happening in the future, this is happening, and we'll do this as a side mission that's going on, whatever. But they felt it didn't contribute to the story that much, so maybe be able to delete the scenes in the DVD.
I did like that they brought everyone back to play their original selves, like from the older movies.
Yeah, I'm happy Halle Berry didn't get no lines.
What? Yeah, but that's my thing though. Like, there was no lines. The only line she got
lines as I hoped that she would have got, because she really did a horrible job with Storm.
Can we just acknowledge the fact that Halle Berry is like one of the most overrated actresses of all time?
Are we going?
Let's be real. In her prime. Name a good movie.
She gave us back.
The movie she won a role for wasn't even that good.
Monsters Ball?
Oh, yeah, what? Yeah, Monster Ball. I haven't watched
past. What about Losing Isaiah? Losing Isaiah is a good one.
What is that?
I can't.
I'm not a 40-year-old housewife.
I'm done.
Scandal.
Anyhow.
Right, that and Scandal.
But can we talk about who's your MVP mutant, yo? Because I got my two.
Oh, the chick that could throw the... I can't remember her name.
Blink.
There it is. MVP. Yeah, she was so tight.
MVP.
Oh, Quicksilver. Obviously Quicksilver.
Quicksilver had the best scenes in the franchise.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Like, Quicksilver just like... When they dumped Quicksilver off, he was like, all right, thank you. I was like, no. No!
Go with them.
And remember, like, everyone was trashing him, like saying, oh, he looks mad corny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now everyone's like, oh yeah, the Avengers really gonna have to step it up with their Quicksilver. And you know, after watching Godzilla and seeing Elizabeth Olsen and Aaron Taylor Johnson,
mm-hmm.
you know, do their thing, I'm kind of worried about them because they were, you know, kind of meh in Godzilla. So, you know, hopefully they'll step it up and get their chemistry up for the Avengers, too.
Okay.
But, yeah, when I watched the Quicksilver scene, you know, luckily, you know, I could rewind that shit.
Yeah.
Again, Eduardo, I see you. it was just a tear almost came out of my eye.
Genius,
like, oh, my goodness, it was just so great.
So, Omar, you agree those are the two MVPs Taj, what about you?
Who was the first MVP?
Blink.
Blink was. Blink has my favorite mutation in the whole X-Men
like
universe.
Portal, basically.
And she was on the X-Men.
That's what I kept thinking. It's pretty much Portal, the game.
Not just Portal.
She has, like, the teleportation where Nightcrawler is kind of limited. I think he can only teleport within 2 miles. And Blink, all she has to do is just envision something and she's there. She wants to just teleport to the moon. She can do that.
And she was the leader of the Exiles too, the book that was in Marvel.
Yep.
That she was that shit, man. It's so good to see her, on screen. And she didn't even have any lines, but she didn't even need any lines. Her power.
She didn't even eat. She was playing defense.
She was defense. She was teamwork. She was like yo. She was the work. Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing. It didn't really explain how Bishop and everybody came to the future to help out. I didn't even mine's kind of cut out the first 5 minutes. So I didn't even to me it didn't even seem like he had lines.
He didn't. He didn't really say anything.
Really.
I mean, and we've been waiting for this guy too. We've been waiting for Bishop to show. Oh, Bishop's going to be in it. Why isn't he talking? He's just going to shoot his gun.
No, exactly. Bishop didn't say anything.
Okay, so I guess the big reveal at the end was that Scott and Jean
Scott and God.
I thought you were going to say Apocalypse.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's coming back for Apocalypse and everything. But of course, you know, Scott and Jean, who's been out for a few movies, have, you know, finally came back from the dead.
Which doesn't make sense, really, because how does setting that back in time, how does fixing that bring them back in the future?
I mean, it could. No, think about it. I mean, it alternates the whole history of X, like what happened. So, I mean, it's possible.
Well, also, okay,
just don't think too hard about it.
How is Mystique alive in the future in the X-Men movies we saw already if she got killed in the past when they made her tour, adapted her toward the Sentinel? These are a lot of possible.
Okay, something about the past X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Jennifer Lawrence? I cannot take her seriously as a villain. Like, yo, she's, like, so cheerful in real life. And, like, we've seen the Hunger Games and Silver Lining Playbook and stuff like that. She's just so cheerful. So, it's just seeing her being a villain, I just couldn't take seriously.
You didn't like the...
And also, James McAvoy, I didn't really care for Professor X this time around.
No.
I liked him in First Class, but he was just overly douchey. And, well, because Days of Future Past.
I thought that's because of what he was going through. You know, he lost Mystique. He lost, you know, he's got that drug or whatever. Well, whatever Hank made, keep making him walk was like depending on it and whatever like that. So I mean, we never seen a Professor Xavier like that to begin with, really either. So
And something else. So okay, so when future Professor X and past Professor X linked up and they had that conversation,
mind melt.
Why couldn't they do that for future Magneto and past Magneto? So,
because
future Magneto can tell him calm his ass down.
Yeah, that's a good
Professor
question.
X is the only one that could have done that.
Well,
but I'm saying, why didn't he, like, you know,
do
put that together?
Thing. Yeah, he could do the same thing.
Like, that would have saved us a lot of time.
Magneto was a dick, you know?
Yeah, Magneto was a dick.
But, like, oh, the past was like, well, he was a dick.
Yeah, Michael Fassbender, he did that thing.
I love that shit.
Yo, time out. So what did y'all think about the whole Kennedy being a mutant thing?
Yeah, I was just like, I stuck my teeth, so I was like, God, I was like, really? Was like, this is where y'all gonna go with this?
It was gonna get taken to like a whole civil rights thing, too, because I was like, alright, you're trying to. He did something to help out the black and whatnot, but you're a mutant. I was like, I don't even want to go down this. No.
Did they bring back Future Hank?
Yeah.
Future Beast?
Kelsey Grammer was there. He's in there.
Kelsey Grammer was there?
He was there.
Like, for. First 5 minutes?
He was in the... Well, you know, when they're showing the school, he walks by and says, "Morning, Logan."
Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I do remember that. I didn't see him or Rogue. That's why I was
copy was so
Rogue
bad.
Was there,
yeah,
too.
You didn't see Rogue?
I didn't see Rogue.
She comes out
I remember Bobby.
Okay, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Now. Like I said, I didn't really care for movie Rogue.
I like... this Iceman, like, well, he wasn't really cheerful or anything. It was Sean Ashmore or whatever.
Yeah.
He got some lines in there, but he wasn't really, like... I mean, I would expect them to be like more like, you know, wisecracking and stuff as the future and everybody, you know, dead. So maybe that would make more sense.
Kitty and Colossus finally got together, though.
Yeah, that was great. You got to talk.
Yes, that was great. That was great, man. Like I said, I thought it was an overall a great movie. I think that they, you know, if they keep it up, you know, they'll, you know, try to pull this franchise out the...
Yo, you know that, like...
I think they're going to let X-Men go.
Wait, Hugh Jackman was really the center this time, though, if you think about it as well.
Yeah, exactly. I still would have kind of wanted them to stick to the script a little bit, even if, you know, Ellen Page did struggle through a whole movie. You know, just, you know, follow... That's why these comics are here. Just kind of follow them and, you know...
We're going to talk about, bring up that Apocalypse again, and Saba Noor, yo, the first one, the first mutant from Marvel.
Yes. Yo, that final scene was so great.
I saw.
So we have Apocalypse, we have X-Force, another Wolverine movie.
What?
Yeah, we do have a third Wolverine movie.
That's coming
out. I mentioned this to you. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, the Apocalypse is going to be great. It seems like the whole original cast is back. So... We gotta see Halle Berry again.
No, wait. I think they're redoing it after this. I thought it was gonna be an entirely different cast for the next X-Men movie.
I think they're gonna go back to the original cast with the Cyclops, Jean, Wolverine. Does Wolverine have Xandamanian back now?
That's a good question.
Why did he wake up in the past with still the Bone Claws?
Well, I think that was before he went into Weapon X.
Yeah, that was way
before.
That's
what I was taking it as.
Okay.
But then how do you get his metal claws back in the future? That's another good question.
They show Mystique as
Stryker.
Strike, so I don't know Stryker, but I don't know what direction they were trying to go with that one. Yeah. So.
Oh, also Spike made a cameo from X-Men X-Men Evolution. Yeah.
Wait, I think it's either Spike or there's a dude on in the X-Men books that was on. Remember when they were in teams in the X-Men books when they had like when the X-Men were like teachers or whatever. Scott's team was called the Corsairs. He had one guy on there named Quill, who was like a porcupine, basically. So it was either Spike or Quill from there.
Yeah, I'm just going to pretend that is... Spike. I'm just going to pretend that's Spike. Okay, so final yay or nay?
I liked it. Management didn't like it. I liked it, though.
It's like I said, favorite X-Men movie there is. Mm.
It was no Captain America and Winter Soldier, but it was also no Spider-Man 2. That's a good thing.
Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
So in order of Marvel movies,
I'm not putting Captain America 2.
That's gonna be too long. But
I mean, for 2014.
Well, Captain America 2 first.
Yeah.
Then X-Men.
Yeah.
And then way at the bottom.
Nope. Third place. I'll give you third place. Spider-Man 2.
No, what's that Guardians of the Galaxy come out?
Oh, I'm not too.
Spider-Man is going to be dead last.
I'm going to put X-Men ahead of Captain America.
What?
Because
you hate America.
You hate Captain America.
Captain America is boring.
How is that? You got Sam Wilson, the god, out here.
Just don't.
All right, you're right. My bad. All right. I'm going to redo the read. The order is the raid to.
There you go. There you go.
The raid to again, and then Captain.
The raid to is always the seed, yo.
This is why America hates you.
I don't care.
Oh, man.
Okay, so signing off. Last words.
I got some last words. Check out that Hey Arnold versus Doug Funny on Black Nerds Problem, where I gave Taj that business because Doug Funny's the best Nicktoon to ever do it.
Did you?
I did.
Did you want to give me that business?
You came back hard.
Did you see that rebuttal?
You came back hard, though.
Did you see me drop the mic? Rebuttal.
I saw what you were writing. I was like, yeah, this is good. He's like, he ain't even talking hood either. He's getting into like facts. You got pie charts. You got Venn diagrams and shit. You're like, oh, he's doing serious.
Right, it was too serious. It got real out here. But yeah, just check out the Black Nerds Problems website. You know, let us know what you think. Shout out to the whole crew once again. Oh, we out here.
Child of Light review just went up today, fellas. Read that.
I got it.
It's one review.
I have plenty. That's just my. That's
just he's just so proud. It's like his baby right now.
Fuck you. And Eduardo.
Anyway, signing off. This is The Outsiders Episode 5. Make sure you check out the Black Nerds Problems website once again.
And you can also follow them on Twitter at Black Nerds Problems.
At BLKNERD Problems, yes. Whatever.
There you go, my bad.
You got it.
Yeah.
We out
here. Peace.
Later.